faster, better, more reliable internet. That's the promise of 5G technology, but there is also the peril. Health hazards associated with radio frequency that is higher also and requires more transmitters and in antennas. And the stark, simple fact is the health hazards are unknown and unstudied. And that is a sign of neglect and disregard on the part of the Federal Communications Commission that seems unacceptable. There have been no answers so far. The FCC basically has said everything's fine, but in order to reach a conclusion about the health and safety of this new technology, we need facts.
Let's talk about 5G. Will it kill you? The short answer is yes. If you want the long answer, strap in, we're going to explain why. Now, this show, this special episode, is, of course, related to the May 2019 Patreon request I put out there. I asked all the Patreon folks what they wanted me to talk about, and this was one of the topics. So big ups to Denali. Wanted to talk about 5G kill grids and vaccines. I'm actually not going to cover vaccines on this one. I'll briefly up front tell you about why the vaccines theoretically play a role here. But I actually addressed the topic of vaccinations in my first book, A Grand Unified Conspiracy Theory. Granted, this was years and years ago before I really started peeling back the layers of this whole thing. Because a lot of things mean more to me now than they used to, right? My opinions change, my outlooks change over time, but in general, I still am of the same opinion on vaccinations. But today we're going to talk about 5G, and we're going to go through what it is. I'm going to tell you what it is specifically so you understand what it is we're talking about. We're going to go through this new revolution, the Internet of Things, they call it. We're going to get a little technical here and there. I try to keep the technical talk to a minimum. And then we're going to get into some of the various videos that are out there on YouTube causing all the scare, the fear of the 5G network. And then we're going to talk about the real dangers. Are these conspiracy videos on YouTube legit? Man, maybe a little bit. 5G apocalypse, have you seen that video? Mouthy Buddha, have you seen that video? There's so many videos. I got several sources. We're going to get through this whole thing because I find it very important. So we're going to get into the 5G real quick. The vaccinations, let me finish my thought on that. The vaccinations, of course, vaccinations work. They work. Of course they do. You got to keep a certain number, a certain high percentage of people vaccinated to keep the diseases away. That's how they got rid of a lot of these, polio. That's how they got rid of it or kept it at bay. You keep the herd immunity. If everyone's got coverage of the vaccination. Oh my hell, these dogs. I do apologize. They're just a bunch of dumb rescue dogs. They know not what they do. You can see these stupid dogs, stupid Chihuahua dogs, on my Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt. That way, it's a little more endearing, right? Instead of saying, you know, Isaac, you really run an unprofessional show here. You can appreciate it. Just know that I'm down to earth. I'm just like you. Just like you. Try to save a couple dogs, and what do? They try to ruin your life and ruin your show in the process. Where were we? Vaccinations. Yes. So they work. Sure. Like all things in science, they work. Are there unintended consequences? I believe it to be so. I mean, you can't deny these people that get like Guillain-Barre syndrome. The anthrax vaccine, you know, there's a lot of weird stuff that happens here. There's lots of side effects. So I don't doubt that both things exist. I think vaccinations could in fact contribute to autism. Although I've read the studies that say, very large studies over in, I believe it was like Denmark, Amsterdam, whatever, over that area. They studied for many years and they found no correlation between the two. But I don't know that we can dismiss it altogether. I've heard personal testimony from people talking about how their kids got the vaccine and boom, next day, acting very autistic. Something's happening here. I mean, people aren't making this up. So I believe both things exist. I think that the vaccinations work in general. I think there's some collateral damage to be had in the process. Now, that's an ethical question, right? So I feel for parents that are like, look, I appreciate that you eradicated polio. However, I'm not going to take this 0.01% chance that you make my kid have, you know, autism or whatever. Whatever it may be. Guillain-Barre, whatever. I think both things exist, but what do you want? You know, Big Pharma's not going to come forward with that. Are you kidding me? They got those laws that say you can't sue over the vaccinations. But as it relates to 5G, the claim, the theory that I've read is kind of like the two work hand in hand. Like the vaccinations are putting all these metals in your body, these preservatives. Used to be thimerosal. They got rid of that, but I'm sure they got something nastier in there now, and we're going to find out 10 years from now. I don't know, it makes you sterile or whatever. And the idea here, as we will understand what 5G is and all the signals that permeate our bodies, that the two play hand in hand for the big Illuminati agenda. What's that agenda? Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they're trying to do. I've got some ideas and I'm going to share those with you. I think, and in fact, let's get into it. 5G, it's two things, okay? And look, this is all my personal opinion. Take from it what you will. I did a lot of research on this, lots of sources. This isn't something I took lightly. But 5G, the takeaway is, it's two things. One, it's a technology upgrade, and it's going to usher in a revolution of transhumanism and surveillance at the same time. So of course this is a tool of the Illuminati, of course. If we want to call them the Illuminati. Number two, 5G is a rabbit hole. It's another rabbit hole. This thing, I could have researched this for 10 more months. But I had to draw a line in the sand at some point because I got a lot of topics to get to here. I've already hit several of them. I talked about how the moon landing was fake. Yes, it was. Fake. Fake news, moon. We talked about... Oh, goodness. Talked about so many things. They escaped me now. Flat Earth. The Earth is not flat. I talked about that. And we talked about several things. But the 5G is... This is kind of the first one that actually alarmed me. I wasn't very familiar with what was going on. So I think it's important for you to research it. I think based upon all the resources I reviewed... I see, again, similar to vaccinations, it's a very powerful technology. It will change our world for sure. But I want to tell you up front that I don't have all the answers. At the best, I can shed some light on the ideas. I will allow you to gain a better understanding of where to look to find comfort. That this ship is going down. this rabbit hole, it goes into territories I don't fully understand, to be honest. Nor do I have the time to unravel. But the takeaway I'll provide is that it's certainly not a good thing. They're going to package it as a good thing. It's not good. I mean, it may not quite literally kill you, meaning like it's not the I don't want to sound too gory. It may not be the literal, silver bullet, so to speak. But I think that it's going to affect us. I don't like the idea of 5G because they assume, and I don't think they're wrong, but they assume that everybody wants the latest, greatest technology and the latest gadgets and these wearables and all this faster technology, and people want to download movies at exponentially higher speeds. Not everybody cares about that. I don't care about that. I mean, is it nice? Sure. But, like, not at the risk of all of the signals that this stuff's going to put out. This is just my preamble, by the way, in case you're like, bro, get on with it. Where's the evidence? I'm going to get into that. This is my preamble because I have to set the stage. So bear with me. I believe this is going to be a mixture of increasing surveillance density while also providing the new capabilities for who? Corporate interests. The Illuminati that run the corporate interests. It's the key step to enable this digital matrix, the transhuman hell they're trying to put us in. Now, there are things, yeah, and you got to understand, here's a sort of, non-quantifiable, more qualitative idea I want to throw out. There's things in the world that can damage us that aren't quite detectable by science, by the five senses, okay? For example, stress. Stress can kill you. But how do you measure it? How do you measure stress? I mean, can you measure it based on the number of cells that it oxidizes? Can you measure the free radicals in the body? You can measure your heart rate, your cholesterol, your cortisol, maybe. I don't know, can you measure cortisol? I don't know, probably. But the idea is all you can do is observe the effects of it. You can't really measure stress. And our world is full of all kinds of different electromagnetic signals that our body is constantly absorbing. So the real question is, how will 5G affect the human species? How will all of these signals affect the human species? Just recently, the Journal of American Medical Association took MRI scans of 44 U.S. diplomats and their family members that were all stationed in Cuba. Now, why did they do that? Well, turns out 3 years ago, the staff at the U.S. Embassy in Havana complained of symptoms of anxiety and dizziness and brain fog. And guess what these MRI scans revealed? Something had indeed happened to the brains of these people, of these subjects. Currently, and I'm recording this in July 2019, currently, Cuba's denying any sort of sonic attack, because that was the idea, as a directed energy weapon. Again, and this plays into the idea of electromagnetic waves and signals undetectable to the, five senses having an effect on the body. They denied any sort of attack, but the results of this study suggest otherwise. And the point here is that the directed energy weapons are using certain frequencies that are quite capable of introducing anxiety and stress in a human body, which in turn affects the biological functions. So I believe there is a far more holistic response than what our science or health understands. I mean, do all these floating signals promote cancer? Maybe. I mean, it could be, right? What effect do these signals have on stress and anxiety? These symptoms are definitely prevalent in today's society. It's possible our technology has an adverse effect. Not to sound like old Ted Kaczynski up in the cabin in the woods there, but it may not directly kill us, but it could change the quality of life. Meaning you don't feel as good. It's kind of like the diet. It's kind of like big food. In America, they load us down with fat, sugar, salt, GMOs, all kinds of weird chemicals and colorings that mess with your brain. For sure, there's a response to all that stuff. Now, an example of what I'm talking about here. What if it feels good to unplug, right? When you go out, people go camping, they go to the beach. It feels good to unplug. Why is that? What is that recharging that you feel? Could it be that all these signals saturating our environment in these confined cities promote Big Pharma's agenda to make us feel sick so that we go in and try to get the pill? Is it a population reduction scheme for the eugenics program? Without a doubt, we know it's a path to the false utopia, which tracks and catalogs every man and woman's decisions and lifestyles. Much like social media, they now want to install all of these devices all over, with the Alexas and the Googles and all this crap monitoring you and listening to you and spying on you. They're sending all this data somewhere to further do whatever it is they're going to do. They're tracking you, right? We know for a fact there is an effect of high electromagnetic frequency radiation, EMF. But is it a real problem in these really small doses? Because that's what the science and the studies say is like, well, the EMF, the dosages we get from our phone and stuff is really small. It doesn't matter. Is that true? And another problem we have is we have to rely on all these scientists and all these studies, which oftentimes are funded by big telecom, big pharma. So you point to these doctors and these experts on both sides of this, and you can defend whichever argument you want. Which takes me back to my growing theory and outlook on life. What version of reality do you want to live in? You choose, because you can prove or disprove anything at this point. Now, 5G. Let's get into 5G. 5G is being rolled out because big telecom claims they're going to increase all this mobile internet speeds and reduce congestion, which is quite curious because internet speeds in America are purposefully kept slow. Purposely. There exists this three-headed oligarchy of internet service providers. You've got Comcast, Time Warner Cable, and Verizon. And they don't have enough competition to make it worth their time to update the crappy infrastructure for faster home internet speeds. And you can look this up. It's a term called the last mile. It's the copper cable that drags down the speed of the fiber optic cables. And maybe you've heard of people that get fiber optic cables installed at their house. There's a huge expense in that, but you get to feed right off the teat at much higher speeds. Now, the real big takeaway is to reveal the oligarchy behind all of this and their power to influence everyone to push their agenda. And I'm going to read you something here. This is a quote, and I'm not going to tell you who said it until we're done, just to keep it real fun, okay? The current internet of PCs will move, of course, toward an internet of things, of devices of all types, 50 to 100 billion of which will be connected to the internet by 2020. As you know, whereas machines in the 19th century learned to do, and those in the 20th century learned to think at a rudimentary level, in the 21st century they are learning to perceive, to actually sense and respond. Key applications developed in our NQTEL investment companies are focused on technologies that are driving the Internet of Things. Items of interest will be located, identified, monitored, are you listening? Monitored, and remotely controlled through technologies such as radio frequency identification, sensor networks, tiny embedded servers, and energy harvesters, all connected to the next generation internet, using abundant, low-cost, and high-power computing. The latter now going to cloud computing, in many areas greater and greater supercomputing, and ultimately headed to quantum computing. Now, who do you think said that? Would you guess David Petraeus? Oh, yes, indeed. And guess when he said that? In March of 2012. Isn't that something? If you don't know who David Petraeus is, He was a general in the army, director of the CIA, till he got caught stooping a journalist or something, and he was giving her secrets. I don't know. Allegedly, whatever. But yeah, he was at an NQTEL summit when he said that. What's NQTEL, you ask? Well, it's one of these conglomerates that hooks up the CIA with gadgets and stuff. And the fun fact, Q in NQTEL is based on James Bond's character Q. And of course, James Bond, we all know, is Illuminati confirmed many times over. Ian Fleming was connected in with the British MI5 stuff. Aleister Crowley, of course, played a role there. Tubal Cain is the symbol for 007. So many things to talk about there, but if I'm reading my reviews on the iTunes correctly, you say I get off topic too much. So, you know what? I respect that, and I appreciate that. I appreciate your time. We're going to get back on track. And by the way, drop your review on iTunes. I'm reading them all. I'm going to keep bugging you to do it until we clear 1,000 reviews. And you want to know why? I'm going to ramble. You know what? I'm going to ramble. You don't want to know why? Because I listened to a podcast, and I don't want to talk trash, but you can probably put the pieces together. There's a podcast, and it's like three guys, and they talk about really interesting subjects, but the problem is when you go to listen to them talk about the subjects, 90% of the show is them making bad jokes and one or two guys laughing way too hard. And it's unbearable. I can't get through it. But these guys have like 30,000 plus reviews. They're loved. And I don't get it because it's absolute trash. They don't tell you anything. They read all the data they have is like they choose one book and they highlight some passages and make a million jokes between facts and information. Because I'm here to help you. I'm helping you. That's so stupid. I'm stumbling over my words. I'm here to help you decode reality here, okay? I'm learning too. I'm learning with you. This is a service for you and I. I need you to drop those reviews on iTunes. We got to break 30,000, but that's not going to happen. So let's break 1,000. I got to get up there with these ass clowns. They're terrible. Okay. End of scene. So, okay. Now, we talked about David Petraeus. What's he saying here? He's saying that there's an Internet of Things coming. So many devices going out there. And, you know, look at who's saying this stuff, right? I'm not saying the CIA is a bunch of bad guys, but what I am saying is they're a bunch of spy guys, right? What are they cataloging all this data for exactly? Now, the research for my 5G topic here came from many sources, many, many sources. The main citations we'll start with are the more rational mainstream sources, and then we're going to dive deep into the rabbit hole. So, but first, I want to help you understand what 5G means. The sources for this next section will be from a variety of sources. A main one being, there's a podcast called Let's Know Things that I listened to, and this young man did a good job. I don't know if he's young. Maybe he's old. Who knows? he did a good job of breaking down the history leading up to 5G. So if you want to go deeper into this, you can check that out. That was pretty good. You can find, but again, this is a conglomerate of many, many sources. So let's get into the history of 5G. The first generation of wireless signals to be worked on a network was formed in Japan, Denmark, and Finland in the 1970s. Hit the U.S. in the 1980s. That was the first generation. Wireless signals, okay? Wireless signals on a network. That's the, you know, the big brick mobile phones the waspy guys had in their BMWs, right? Like American Psycho, Patrick Bateman. Now, the second generation, they use these digital signals, okay? And you have to understand the difference between analog and digital, right? Digital is bits, the zeros and the ones. Analog is voltage levels, right? I could be saying that wrong, but I should know this. This is I went to school for this stuff. I should know the answer off the top of my head, but I studied mostly digital, not much analog. But the digital signals is the binary digits, bits, zeros and ones, okay? And what that does is it allows, it's a more quicker way of transferring data, basically. And this second generation provided the digital signals, which give capabilities for text messages. And this was all the way up into the 1990s, the GSM network. If you recall, I don't know how old you are. I'm old enough that in the late 90s, I had a cell phone. Couldn't afford to put any minutes on the card, but I had one. And these 90s phones, they utilized these speeds in the range of 50,000 bits per second. That's 50 kilobits. Kilobits, okay, 50 kilobits, and don't get too hung up on the numbers, but we're gonna compare all these numbers because each generation, the speeds get faster and not at a linear rate. Okay, it's not like the speed just doubles every generation; it's exponential. It's much higher than double. Okay, and that's a key concept here because the human mind only thinks linearly. We don't see the exponential rise. That's what Ray Kurzweil talks about in his books. If you want to see the transhuman agenda in action, read Ray Kurzweil's books. He's been talking about this for about 20, 30 years now. head of Google engineering, wants to bring his dad back from the dead. has a cross-dressing alter ego avatar of himself. Anyways, so this 2G, the second generation, it was upgraded and enhanced a bunch of times. They did this GPRS upgrade, then the Edge network, if you remember Edge. All this was basically to add more packets of information per package of data. And now we're in the early 2000s, okay? Now, the next step was to go to 3G, the third generation. So they debated this until about 2008. And then they came up, they, meaning like IEEE, which is like some, you know, engineering, Institute of Electrical Engineering, something or the other. It's basically, they come up with a lot of standards for processing and transferring data, okay? Now, the iPhone 3G actually used this new 3G network better than any of the other phones because they utilized applications and such. That's where the Apple App Store came from, because it wasn't until 3G that you could handle the processing of this much data. You couldn't stream video until the iPhone 3G. So the speeds for the third generation increased to 2 million bits per second. 2 megabits. Went from 2G, which was 50,000 bits per second, to 3G, which was 2 million bits per second, okay? An exponential upgrade. And of course, they keep tweaking the system. 3G was tweaked out to 42 million bits per second, which is pretty good, right? They tweaked it from 2 million to 42 million. Now we talk about 4G, the fourth generation. This is the one we're mostly familiar with. This is the one that pretty much exists everywhere. It allows you to do mobile Skype and FaceTime, stream music pretty seamlessly, right? And these standards, just like 3G and the previous ones, they were set up years before, but nobody could quite get to the speeds they wanted, okay? So the 4G, the speeds and the ideas of what it was going to look like, they couldn't really hit it. So there was a lot of trickery that went down with Big Telecom. They skirted the rules, and they were like, well, let's just call this fourth generation LTE, okay? That's the network you see on your phone, the LTE. Now, this LTE is oftentimes advertised as 4G, but it's actually not, okay? The actual increase from 3G to real 4G never happened. It should have been this big exponential increase when we went from like 2G to 3G. And to put this in perspective, the 2G, excuse me for the cough. I know people blast me on my unprofessional mannerisms, but hey, this is just me and you talking, okay? That's what a podcast is. You want professionalism? Watch PBS. They can fill your head with nonsense. No, I like PBS. So the 2G, and we're going to put this in perspective here. 2G was the phones you had in the late 90s, early 2000s. And then 3G was what gave us apps and stuff, okay? And then 3G to 4G, it just went a little bit beyond the apps. You got the streaming music, FaceTime, and all that. But it should have been a huge leap, but it wasn't. It should have been this exponential jump. It didn't happen, okay? Now, we needed to wait for the 4G, but really we got LTE, which is more of 3G plus. This is a way to think about it. And the devices that we have, okay, and this is kind of an interesting idea here, but the device screens you have, they started having higher resolution, which means more pixels on the screen, more bits of data. This is why your modern smartphone, it slows down to a crawl when you hit a 3G network, even though 3G used to be pretty sufficient, used to be pretty good. The problem is now it's like you need more data for these high resolution photos and sending dick pics or or whatever you're doing, right? So 5G, it's quite literally going to be a revolutionary leap in network speeds. It's an actual increase like we were supposed to get when we went from 3G to 4G. So, I mean, it's as if you went back in time Imagine going back to cell phones without apps. Imagine that. This is what it's going to be like. It's like there's going to be, it's basically like that kind of jump in technology that you can't really fathom, okay? It's that groundbreaking and revolutionary. It really is. This new 5G, it will be a shift in processing to a higher frequency range, which is the topic crucial to this argument. And now we're going to nerd out on frequencies and stuff. And I have to keep hydrated here. I got what they call CrossFit cough. My coach says it's normal. But my apologies, my throat's a mess. The radio spectrum, okay? This is divided up into various sections called bands. Bands will make her dance from 30 hertz to 300 gigahertz, okay? And what's a hertz? It's a measurement of the frequency's wavelength. The microwave band is a section of the radio spectrum. And that section runs from 300 megahertz to 300 gigahertz. Then once you get above 300 gigahertz, you hit the visible light spectrum, okay? Now, the 5G is designed to use these higher frequencies, EHF, extremely high frequency, right? What does that mean? It means smaller wavelengths, faster alternating waves, transmitting data faster. Okay, that's what it means. You got shorter wavelengths. It means you can transmit bits, the digital bits, faster. On the other hand, though, the drawback to this, because you would say, well, why didn't we do this a while ago? Because we've been using slower frequencies. On the other hand, the short wavelengths, they're more fragile. They can't penetrate through these thicker surfaces like trees or walls. Okay. Now, there's plans to work around that issue. You're going to have two types of 5G. One is going to be this faster yet frailer version, which will have the true 5G speeds. And what are those speeds? Well, it's 20 to 30 gigabits. 20 to 30 gigabits. And let's rewind a minute. 2G was 50,000 bits per second. 3G, 2 million bits per second, maxed out to 42 million bits per second. Then you had fake 4G, which was, let's see, where did that go? I got this number up here somewhere. And these are all kind of like more theoretical, like the actuality of it is a little different. These are like kind of maximum theoreticals. The 4G took you from 42 megabits of 3G all the way up to 150 megabits. Okay. And 5G is going to take you to basically, theoretically, I mean, it depends on how you look at it, as low as 1,000 megabits, okay? So 150 megabits to 1,000 megabits at the slowest. At the slowest. It's a pretty big jump. So that's going to be one type of 5G is going to be this faster one, okay? And that's going to hit the mega speeds. And then the other 5G is going to be this more reliable, slower one that'll hit the, like I said, 1,000 megabits. That's the bottom end of this thing. It's going to go up to 20,000 megabits. Now, both 5G options are going to have an exponential increase from the 4G, fake 4G, the LTE speeds that we're accustomed to. So the new devices, they're going to need these antennas that can transmit and receive the two types of 5G, okay? It's going to need to be able to switch between the systems, depending on where you're at. There's a tree in the way between you and the cell that's transmitting the signal. You got to switch over to the slower one. Still going to be faster, okay? But speaking of the cells, let's talk about that. That's where things get a little scary, okay? 5G requires new infrastructure to be built. This will consist of new towers, repeater boxes, and this infrastructure is going to work on direct line of sight, meaning the device will need to be in the direct line of sight of the repeater or tower. What does that mean? It means hundreds of thousands of new 5G towers need to be built. That's why you'll see 5G rolling out only in certain cities, because they got to rebuild the whole infrastructure. They didn't have to do that before. They just had to kind of make some updates before. But this is a whole new thing, right? Now, the host of that podcast I was talking about, Let's Know Things, makes a great analogy you can use to grasp this increase from the 4G to 5G. He said, it's like throwing a bullet versus shooting one from a gun. That's the difference. The new 5G system will enable this Internet of Things, which takes us back to David Petraeus' comment, because all the devices are going to be hooked into this thing. All devices are hooked into the 5G network. What does that mean? It means you could have this immersive virtual reality avatar matrix. Because you're going to have things that can hook up into sensors, into your brain. I don't know if it's going to your brain, but you know, think about it. The limitations of what technology was before 5G is going to be different than what it is after. We're going to have more autonomous cars. There's going to be able to do remote surgery with like robotic hands, avatars of human beings, avatars going into these immersive, realistic environments. Like you can go on, you can be going on a vacation somewhere through, you know, I don't know what's the Oculus goggles or whatever. But more than that, because you're going to have more sensors hooked up to more things. So basically your avatar, you can go on a vacation on the weekend without leaving your home. And of course, the sexy time. There's going to be the sexy time in the virtual environment. That's happening. The and I was on Robert Phoenix's show many years ago talking about this. Talking about the digital matrix. We'll be ushered in through the sexy time, through the bad touch. It's going to happen. Now, the mainstream media, they have been relaying the big telecom propaganda about how 5G is going to unlock the speed and revolutionize the planet. And, like, they may be right. They are right. For sure, that's a thing. However, there are many, many concerns to be had about this 5G network. We have to take a look at some of the popular resources found online that suggest to us that 5G is, in fact, a weapon used against us. Yes, indeed. So we're going to get into that. There's a YouTube video called 5G Apocalypse by Sacha Stone, and it's one of the resources I considered because of its popularity. Many people recommended this to me. And at first glance, when I watched it, it felt like just another one of these Mother Gaia granola films with all these sketchy citations of the New Earth schools and all this New Age stuff. And they post clips from RT News, Russian Times. So yeah, could be propaganda, maybe, I don't know. So I approached this thing with caution. Even though, you know, I'm down to hear all these hippie causes. I think I like what the hippies talk about. I like the granola stuff. But I do see the New Age agenda hidden within these components. But the video, it actually starts out with a good breakdown of the history of the wireless networks. And they basically go through on a more sort of rudimentary level the ideas that I was talking about. 1G was basically for voice transmission. 2G was talk and text. 3G was for a little bit of internet. 4G was full-on internet. 5G is the Internet of Things. It's the connected global consciousness. Now, this show, it pulls a quote from occultist Rudolf Steiner in 1924, and I couldn't verify it. I tried to find it. And maybe it's out there. I couldn't find it. I couldn't verify it. But the overall tone of what the quote was saying, you could pull from, there was an amalgamation of different lectures he was giving around that time. So let me just read it to you. This is Rudolf Steiner, 1924. "You must consider the whole part played by electricity in nature, to the effect that human beings cannot go on developing in the same way in an atmosphere permeated on all sides by electric currents and radiations. It has an influence on the whole development of man. This life of men in the midst of electricity, notably radiant electricity, will presently affect them in such a way that they will no longer be able to understand the news which they receive so rapidly. The effect is to damp down the intelligence. Such effects are already seen today. Even today, you can notice how people understand the things that come to them with far greater difficulty than they did a few decades ago." So what are they saying here? I think this plays on what I talked about at the beginning. with the Cuba study from the Cuba embassy. There was cognitive fog. It has an effect on us. It is clouding our mental capacities, making us slower and dumber or more confused. I don't know. Now, a website called New Physis takes this quote a bit further and actually changes up the first quote a little bit, adding more confusion as to whether or not Steiner actually accurately said these things. This one's a little bit longer, so bear with me here. This is true. Man's inner life will become different if these things are carried as far as now intended. It makes a difference whether you simply supply a certain district with steam engine or electrify the railway lines. Steam works more consciously, whereas electricity has an appalling unconscious influence. People simply do not know where certain things are coming from. Without a doubt, there is a trend in evolution in the following direction. Consider how electricity is now being used above the earth as a radiant and as conducted electricity to carry news as quickly as possible from one place to another. This life of men in the midst of electricity, notably radiant electricity, will presently affect them in such a way that they will no longer be able to understand the news which they receive so rapidly. The effect is to damp down their intelligence. Such effects are already seen today. Even today, you can notice how people understand the things that come to them with far greater difficulty than they did a few decades ago. Now, you must not forget that electricity always works in the higher organization, the head organization both of man and animal, and correspondingly on the root organization of the plant. If therefore you use electricity in this way, if you pour electricity through the foodstuffs, you create foodstuffs which will gradually cause the animal that feeds on them to grow sclerotic. I don't know. They're old-timey words, sclerotic. Electricity, once for all, is not intended to work into the realm of the living. It is not meant to help living things, especially. It cannot do so. You must know that electricity is at a lower level than that of living things. Whatever is alive, the higher it is, the more it will tend to ward off electricity. It is a definite repulsion if now you train a living thing to use as a means of defense where there is nothing for it to ward off. The living creature will thereby become nervous or fidgety and eventually sclerotic. So yeah, so he's basically saying the same thing. He's saying that there's an effect that you can't really perceive, okay? But now, and again, this goes into my little hippie new age argument here. Because I don't, we talk about a lot of this stuff, and it's hard to draw the line of where to stand on some of these things, okay? Now, Rudolf Steiner, turns out, he was a theosophist. With Helena Blavatsky was the theosophist, and she was talking all this Lucifer mess about, same stuff, like the intellect and the wisdom of man become God. She was channeling entities and talking to these people and these spirits. But he was a theosophist until he started his own occult system called the Anthroposophical Society, which had a similar aim. See how slow I had to say that? All that cognitive fog. The 5G grid's already getting to me. If the 4G grid makes me stupid, 5G, I'm going to be real dumb. So get ready for that. So this society, I'm not going to say that word again. It had a similar aim to the theosophist, okay? Mass indoctrination of the occult method. And like I said, that's not to say his opinions were without merit. I believe what he's saying there. But it is important. You got to know the source of material and the biases involved here. And look, I don't know what to tell you about that. There's a bit of a weird thing here. It's like, on one hand, you say, well, this occultist, this guy who's apparently wants the Lucifer and man to become God, why is he warning us against electricity? When on the other hand, Isaac, you're saying that 5G is going to enable the digital matrix, which is the ultimate occult agenda, man, to live eternally in the digital world. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I'm confused too. Maybe he didn't understand it. Maybe he wasn't at the meetings where they were talking about how they were going to enact this whole thing. I don't know what to say about that. I think it's very strange. So, but hey, I'm here to give you the info. You do with it what you will. Now, 5G apocalypse, we're still talking about that. It tells us that these high-density waves are the same ones used in these active denial systems for disrupting crowds. Kind of like this theory about the Cuba sonic weapon. And a guy named Mark Steele, whose name comes up often in this sort of research, he says that the 868 megahertz wave used for field interrogation could also be used to map out the layout of your home for the specific location of its target. Which was a very curious idea. And on, which lays in the 5G network, right? That's the same sort of frequencies. On the Tinfoil Hat podcast, great show, by the way, there was a guest who claimed, and I loved this, the guest claimed that HGTV is promoting stainless appliances and these open floor concepts to help further reflect these signals inside the house. It's a big agenda. The 5G signal needs more room and reflective surfaces to bounce off of in your home to track you and your movements. Why does the CIA care where you're walking in your home? I don't know. They're trying to see where you're pooping. I don't know what they're doing with it. But what was shocking to me, because I went down this rabbit hole a little bit about why would the idea of using 5G be tied in with snooping inside your home? Well, from the research I've done, I'm able to confirm there's this concept of beam forming with the 5G technology, because this infrastructure of 5G will require many, many small cells, okay? They're going to be all located right outside the home, because like I said, the high-speed part of 5G won't be able to go through walls and trees and all that stuff. There's claims that they're cutting trees down everywhere to make way for this stuff. They're going to post these, you know, it's about the size of like a large backpack maybe. They're going to post it up on street lamps, stop signs, wherever. Because it uses that direct line of sight stuff, okay, for the beam forming. And these small cells, they're going to be located right outside your home. Every few homes are going to have one. And because they need to shoot this fragile millimeter wave right to your device. So the weakness of the millimeter waves requires this technology that can isolate and send the signal directly to the device with a higher strength. That's what beam forming is. It's supposed to only be supposedly in the high power mode when it's connected and transmitting. And outside of that, it's supposed to be in this lower power standby mode. Okay. And the beam forming will in fact be having a tracking feature to follow the devices and, you know, the user around the home. And of course, big telecom boasts that this is such a big improvement on the 4G network because 4G can't direct the waves in a precise manner, so you lose so much energy shooting 4G out in every direction, you know, omnidirectional. So 5G is going to be able to support thousands of more devices than what 4G provides. And 4G has so much interference because you've got all these devices on the same sort of circle of energy. The 5G small cell snooping on you right outside your home. The big all-seeing eye right outside your home is going to point right at the thing, right at your phone, holding it to your dumb head. It's going to blast you right in the head with these high-powered millimeter waves. Now, my concern at this point is the directed energy could be used for surveillance on all these devices and the people within the privacy of your home. All right, that's the conclusion of part one. Part two will come out soon. We're going to talk about the actual effects of these electromagnetic signals, the studies. I'm going to give you real studies, real information here. We're going to talk about how they won't insure, the insurance companies won't cover, you know, issues stemming from this. Talk about the laws that big telecom helped put through. Talk about the FCC chairman Tom Wheeler rushing the plan, even though no one knows if this is safe or not. No one really studied it. So there's that, right? They've got studies with these rats that have proven that to get these brain tumors and stuff. We're going to look at the rational and the irrational side of all these things. The radiation from these devices, Russian propaganda, and then, of course, wrap it up with my personal conclusion of what I think is going on here. And that's going to include some studies about this stuff. Some of these ideas that the 5G directed energy is made to purposefully induce anxiety and the irritation. Keep us irritated. Worse than Fox News. They're going to fire off the 5G kill grid right in your brain and make you hate everybody. Marshall McLuhan said it best. Man becomes, as it were, the sex organs of the machine world. And we're going to talk about that next episode. So, of course, stay subscribed to the show. Don't miss a thing. If you want to hear the shows faster than all the free feed people, go to Patreon. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. You get the show before anyone else. And, of course, all the bonus perks you get. You get the free copy of The Dark Path. No commercials. Don't you hate the commercials? Oh, who doesn't hate commercials? And, of course, the pride and joy of supporting your favorite podcast. And if you don't want to do that, that's fine, too. Leave a review on the iTunes. Come on. You heard me earlier. You heard my spiel. We got to get these numbers up. We got to pump these rookie numbers up. Get them out there. Hit the review. I'm reading them all. I like what I'm seeing. And you can help create the show that you want. I, for real, read these things. So you tell me what you like, what you don't like. But above all, stay woke.